Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey guys, it's Kennedy. Here's your podcast for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. We asked you all a question that made everyone in the studio quite awkward. Who from the show would you invite to Thanksgiving dinner and why? Feelings were hurt. No, they weren't. And we also asked why you give, as we're in Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, why you give. And your responses were straight up amazing and helped us make more money. So if you've donated yet, hey, you haven't donated yet, mix1041.com. Please go donate. Enjoy.
Celtics get the win last night over the Houston Rockets, 108-90. The game was a little too close in the first half. It was like a one-point game. I'm like, this is the worst team in basketball. You should be winning by 20 points.
You know, they play down sometimes. It happens.
Thankfully, they got it together and they ended up winning by almost 20. They are off until Friday. They play Friday night. They will be at San Antonio. The Bruins are off tonight. They play tomorrow night. And Kennedy, do you remember when Julian Edelman retired?
You know, I saw this morning and I was going to wonder if you were going to talk about it.
Of course I was going to talk about it because it involves Julian Edelman and Tom Brady. So when Gronk retired, Tom Brady was able to convince Gronk to come out of retirement to go down and play in Tampa, and they won a Super Bowl. And when Julian Edelman retired, we all were starting to recklessly speculate, oh, when will he show up in Tampa?
Yeah, who else is Tom going to go grab hold of?
His grubby little fingers on.
Well, last night on the Manning Cast, which is ESPN's broadcast of the football game on Monday nights, where the Manning brothers watch the game and give commentary and have guests on.
Right. Do hijinks.
Yes. Oh, hijinks. Okay. Yeah.
So Julian Edelman was on there last night, and I guess they started talking about that, and he said, Tom hit me up the first day he signed in Tampa. He was like, hey, want to come down? And I was like, absolutely not.
So he was already retired then?
Just
refresh my memory?
He retired at the end of last year. Because he got hurt in the middle of the year.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think he wanted to retire. I think his knee would no longer let him play football.
Right.
I think his body told him he was done.
Mm-hmm. Edelman also said, and he said this on Inside the NFL, which I thought was pretty interesting, that Patriots coach Bill Belichick gave Edelman the permission to criticize the Patriots in his new role as an analyst.
Gave him permission?
That's what I'm...
Do you have to ask daddy permission?
Isn't that wild?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. He was just saying, listen, you do your job. If you got to say some bad things about us, if we're playing like crap, you can test
it. I get it, like trying to be loyal to the team.
He played for them
for a long time. You don't want to go bad mouthing the organization that built you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just weird that.
Well, I don't think it's him being like.
He
yes,
asked
son.
For, yeah.
I mean, Edelman called him and said, I'm going to be an analyst. He said, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I see.
All right. Let's get to the good vibe tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Drop us a text at 617-931-1234 if you know of a story or a person that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, at 617-931-1234. Speaking of football, the Tewksbury fourth grade football team just won the state championship with a perfect season, Kennedy.
Get out of here.
So congratulations to them. The fourth grade team, they won their state championship, and they outscored their opponents 380-0.
Did they not play anybody else?
No, they played an entire season and didn't allow 1 point.
There's going to be 1 6'2" fourth grader on that team who is just running through kids.
I am 12.
He's playing middle linebacker, just suplexing little Timmy.
That is wild. Congratulations to the Tewksbury fourth grade football team. They win the state championship with a perfect season, but not just a perfect season. They outscored their opponents 380-0.
Don't run through the C-gap on Tewksbury.
This is the best it will ever be, kids. Only downhill from here.
Oh, no, don't say that. A 9-year-old in Florida received an award for bravery after she fought off a guy who tried to steal her mom's purse. They were getting into their car outside a store this month, and he knocked the mom down. So the daughter kept punching him in the head until he ran off.
Yep.
And the security footage of it, cops arrested the guy a few days later. A woman in the Netherlands had a medical issue on the highway and passed out behind the wheel, but her car kept going and was out of control. So a random guy sacrificed his own car by pulling in front of her and hitting the brakes. She suffered a few broken ribs, but survived. And a family in Arizona got trapped in their house with a bunch of javelinas.
Javelina.
What's a javelina?
It looks like a little pig sort of a thing. It has big teeth.
Huh.
Okay. Sort of a longer snout. They're in Arizona. They used to be outside the house when I would have to take my dog out, and I'd have to be like, please don't eat my dog.
Please.
Kind of like Pumbaa.
Kind of, yes.
Okay, so a bunch of javelinas set up shop outside where they were basically, like Kennedy said, wild pigs. So the dad got creative and used his Tesla to get rid of them. He used an app on the phone to back it up remotely and scared the javelinas away.
Yeah, they're not like mean, but they can. But they have teeth and stuff, and they're wild animals. So.
That's a real big remote control car.
I have the best deals for you on Black Friday. Are you ready for them? Someone went through all the Black Friday ads they could find and compared the prices to how much each product normally costs if you buy it on Amazon, and here's what they found. Consumer packaged goods will have the deepest discounts this year. That means the small stuff that you use up and have to replace all the time. Toilet paper, toothpaste. If you stock up on Black Friday, you could save an extra 45%. Clothes are next at about 40% and follow it up by toys at about 34%. At the other end of the list, though, stuff you won't see on huge discounts. And number one there is computers and phones. If you were hoping to score a new phone on Black Friday, don't expect to save more than 20%. There might be slightly better deals on other electronics like TVs, though. So those are the best deals. And also, Kennedy, if you could only have one utensil, what would it be?
A fork.
Well, we're going to overindulge in eating this week. And somebody put together a poll that said if you could have access to only one kind of utensil for the rest of your life, which would you choose? And America is divided evenly. 23% said spoon, 22% said fork, 22% said spork, and 18% said knife, and 4% said chopsticks.
Mm-hmm. I could get behind chopsticks, but they don't cut as well.
I would go for the knife.
Oh my gosh, I have them in my house. I eat them, everything.
I love chopsticks too, but I would go for the knife because I want to be able to cut stuff up and then I can stab it.
But a fork can cut, you know?
Yeah. Try hard enough.
You got teeth.
All right, what do you got for Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
All right, so, you know, there's nothing funnier than when you go to get your wisdom teeth removed or something and you come out of anesthesia and you're ranting about Taylor Swift and your friend records the whole thing.
Always thinking about Taylor Swift, and it's not fair. I have loved her since I was 11, and I stood by her side. I stood there, Mom, when everyone hated Taylor Swift, and I said she does not deserve it. It's true. And then everyone in the world woke up and they said, we love Taylor Swift. And I said, I know. And I'm so upset because I will never see her in the concert venue.
Why do you think you will never see her?
It's so expensive.
Oh.
It's not her fault. I know it's not her fault. She does not pick her concert prices because the industry is corrupt like that. But it's not fair because I just loved her for so long. And I never went through heartbreak, but she makes me feel like I have. And I did not understand love until I was in love. And now I'm in love and she understands me so well.
Guys, this is 3 minutes long, this video. That's just a part of it.
That's pouring out her heart.
Full I love her.
She's going to get concert tickets from this.
If Taylor doesn't have her on stage at a concert at some point down the road, she's missing an opportunity.
Recording people under anesthesia is hilarious.
And it required.
I did it to my own girlfriend.
It makes me never want to go anywhere and get anything done.
Nope.
Because you are the only people that I have in my life that can pick me up.
Right.
And, it's our
I
job.
Don't trust any of you.
You shouldn't. Thank you, Kennedy.
Sure.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. I have to sneeze.
Oh, bless you. COVID.
I felt it coming. I was like, I've got to wait for it to
pass. Timing is
everything,
Kennedy. Yeah.
All right. So yes. Kevin Spacey will have to pay out more than $30 million to the production company behind the Netflix series House of Cards. So why, you ask? Well, to remind you, the complaint against Spacey was filed in 2019 by MRC following his firing from the hit show due to multiple allegations of sexual misconduct and one sexual assault claim. The money was awarded to MRC in October of 2020 when arbiters ruled that Spacey's behavior caused the company substantial damage. But Spacey appealed the decision. He lost that appeal earlier this month, and the news became public when MRC moved to have the ruling confirmed in LA court. This ruling is a big financial hit to the disgraced actor. He's mostly managed to avoid criminal charges for his alleged abuses. He has kept low profile since those accusations. But earlier this year, he started work on an Italian movie project, which I can't believe anybody has hired him for anything.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, so that happened. Maybe this will be a precursor of things that are to come, or if this was the only way that they were able to at least make him pay for a portion of
something.
$30 million.
Yeah, I just hate.
Because it happened, they had to pull him from the show, and the show just wasn't good without him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It didn't do well. They couldn't sell it.
I did a quick celebritynetworth.com while you were doing that story that says he's worth a net worth of about 70.
I don't know. I don't know.
These are all real. It's hard to. Yeah.
Do you know? I don't know what he's got left or whatever, right. But.
And this maybe this is an unpopular opinion, I don't know, but God, this first couple of seasons were so good.
No, he's an incredible actor.
I can't take that away from him, but it's just
a disgusting human
being.
I literally can't
watch anything he did anymore.
Yeah, right. You can be a good artist and a terrible person.
There's
lots of them out there.
There are many. Adele and Chris Stapleton. Would you like to hear the Adele and Chris Stapleton Easy on Me version that just dropped for the Target Deluxe Edition of Adele's 30?
I would.
There you go.
No.
Do I just shut it down?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Kennedy, I'm having a good day.
I'm sorry, Kennedy, you've been overruled. Annie says no.
Oh, do it again.
Are you sure?
Again. Yes.
Okay.
No, he's helped me, baby. I was still a child. Didn't get the chance to.
The harmony that he chose there is so, I don't know the right musical words to use, but it's
good.
Just they took it in a place that was a little more minor chords and like made it feel a little sadder.
Yes.
Chris Stapleton is like bacon bits. If you put him on everything, it's just a little bit better.
I just want to bottle that up and I want to drink it for the rest of my life. Could you make that happen, please?
So they did.
So when they recorded this, they couldn't record it together. They did this over Zoom.
No.
Adele said it was devastating to have to do it that way. She said, I think our voices work brilliantly together. He would have been the one person that I would have always said yes to, like 100%. Not to mention, and then adding to this, Billboard was reported that just after 3 days in release, Adele sold more than 500,000 copies of 30, already making it the top-selling album of the year.
Right.
It passed Taylor Swift's Evermore, which only sold 462,000. It's also the biggest individual sales week, jumping past Taylor's release Red's Taylor's version, which moved a little under 400,000 copies. Can you beat Taylor Swift? What? And the White House has confirmed reports that President Biden will be celebrating Thanksgiving on Nantucket next week. During a press briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will travel to the island on Tuesday, but offered no further details. So I guess they're coming in today. They spent Thanksgiving there last in 2019 when he was campaigning for the nomination for president. Town officials recently met to discuss preparations. U.S. Air Force cargo plane dropped off at least two SUVs on the island on Monday, like you do.
Sure.
And if you're flying in and around the Nantucket Memorial Airport, y'all, heightened security measures will be in place. So pack your patience and your private jet.
And apparently they rented out all of the White Elephant. Is the, you know, that's the fancy hotel there. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that they just, the whole hotel is
there. Well, I would assume they have to rent out the entire thing.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine that you
president.
Could be
in a, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool if you were like walking down, you know,
like
leaving your
Joe!
Room to the ice machine.
Joe!
And there's President Biden getting a bucket of ice.
And things that would never happen because the Secret Service guy would come up to you while you're getting your ice and going, sir, I need you to leave and go back to your room.
Some dude that looks like he's in the Men in Black would tackle you in like a heartbeat.
I think he walks around there and he has no problem like going in and out of places. No,
I don't
really
think
bothers.
You know how the president works.
Yes. I'm telling
they have
you,
10 Secret Service people with them at all
that's
times.
That's how it works.
But he goes
they clear
in
areas,
and out of those places.
They clear the areas.
Yes.
I'm telling you. He
and
goes
I'm telling you.
Malia and Sasha Obama still have Secret Service with them every single place.
Yeah, you
that they
get it
go.
For life.
It's all carefully
I have
curated.
People on the inside that know these things, and I'm telling you, he gets treated, he gets left alone while he's there. Mark my
that's
words.
Impossible. Well, presidents aren't left alone.
I'm just telling you, they are on Nantucket. They
so you're
care
just
about
spilling
him.
National secrets that he has no security going ahead.
It's not. I'm not saying he doesn't have.
He has
security.
But
what I'm saying is, when he goes out and about, he's kind of left alone to sit and eat, and people talk to him and stuff like this. He's leading as normal a life as he can.
Mm-hmm. Coming up at 7:30, we have a winner for Dancing with the Stars. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were spotted out together, and does he have a hickey? Shocking.
A hickey?
I swear to God, it looks like a shadow in the picture.
Of course it is.
But according to the Daily Mail, it's a hickey, so I will report it as such.
Chris is like, Pete, come here. I'm going to put some blush on you, sweetie, okay?
I just saw some Instagram video where this girl gets rid of the hickey with a egg blender.
Oh.
I was impressed.
I used spoons.
Did she
I used to use a lipstick and just bring it in there, which I don't quite understand because it's a bruise. So I'm really not sure how making it a bruise
is. Wear a turtleneck like everybody else.
Well, sometimes it's the summer, Dan.
Well, then
you
that's
be
your
summer
choice.
Turtleneck
and Dan,
woman.
You have to get your cheerleading pictures taken, and you don't want your mom to see it.
You hate to
talking for a friend.
This is coming from a personal place.
Perhaps.
Huh?
I had both hands in front of me under my chin. That's how I took my picture.
Who was the boy?
I don't even remember.
Annie, how Charlie? Are the roads?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back again this year. It is day two. So obviously in previous years, up until last year, we had been out at the different malls in the area and you would bring us a toy and we would give it to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. We had to pivot, Kennedy. Remember that?
We did.
Yeah, we pivoted last year.
In these trying times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And,
unprecedented, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
We did it online last year and our hope this year was to kind of do a mix of both, to be able to go out back into the malls and then do it online. But just with everything, where the numbers were, we just decided it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do, unfortunately, for 2021. So hopefully next year we'll be back to a little bit more of a normalcy type situation.
Gosh, yes. Please,
please,
please.
Be back in the malls, right? But we would love it if you would call or text in this morning and just share the story of why you make a donation to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. I think it's great for people to hear the stories and help them understand why it's important to make that donation. It's easy to do. You go to mix1041.com, you click donate, and you can donate right there. You can pick like a $10 toy. We got to collect about $100,000 to buy 10,000 toys. Our good friend Nancy Parker from Beverly. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, Nancy.
We're doing great. We know you love to donate every year. Why do you do it?
Well, I am very fortunate. I have three lovely, wonderful, healthy grandsons who really don't want for anything. And my heart goes out to the families that can't, because we've always provided for them as well as my children. So this is for the kids that can't. And I just hope they get what they want and Santa's good to them.
Hmm. It's as simple as that.
Nancy, you are a joy. Thank
Amazing.
You so much.
Amazing.
For being part of our show for so long. We appreciate you.
You guys are just amazing. You make my day every morning. So thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks, Nancy.
Here's to hugging in 2022.
Yes.
Yay.
Here's the ugly day, Christmas sweater pictures.
Thank you. Yep. Yes, all of the ugly Christmas sweater. All the it was one of my favorite things too. Is so, you know, I would take my camera and we'd take all these pictures when we'd be out at the mall, yeah. And then I would get home and the first thing I would do is I would post all the pictures to the Facebook.
Yeah,
page.
Yeah.
And you just kind of forget, you know, over the years how many thousands of people would come out and make donations. So it's not quite as much fun. But it can still be very rewarding for you to get involved.
Yeah, I think,
this year.
And a lot of the times we've seen, you know, as Carson said before, we've seen families whose kids were tiny, and now they're the ones who are coming to us saying, "I had a birthday party. Mm-hmm. I kept one present, and the rest are all coming to the kids."
Right.
You know, so it can still be a learning moment for your kids as well.
Dominique, what's up, Neek?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
What's up? What's up?
Well, I guess if you're gonna donate toys, you're not dead to me anymore.
Oh, finally. Goodness gracious, Carson. All this games you put me through.
What's going on? Why do you donate?
So my family really didn't have like a crazy amount of money growing up, but like my parents always made sure we had like a good Christmas and good holidays, and it just wasn't even just like me and my brothers. So like my parents took care of like the whole family, and like if my mom like was like a genius with finding the toys and finding all the stuff that everybody needed. And my dad was the only one that worked, but my mom like worked tirelessly to like get everyone's gifts, like cousins, family, friends, like all that stuff. So, you know, if I could make someone's Christmas a little better, then, you know, why not?
That's awesome. Nick,
thank you.
Amazing.
All right. You're no longer dead to me. You're back in the fam.
Hey, Nate,
you were always in the fam for everybody else.
You are.
So just so you know.
Don't tell him that. I got mad at Dominique on social media one day, and I was just like, "You're dead to me." And that was a couple of weeks ago. So now he's back in.
Because he's a great human being.
No, he's always been awesome. But I just said he had to be dead to me for a few weeks. Shane is from Drake. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Why are you donating toys? Why do you get involved?
Well, my 10-year-old daughter, Haley, she's now 10. Like 5 years ago when she was just starting to understand the whole concept of donating toys and everything, decided that after she heard you guys announce it on the radio one day that she wanted to go out and buy toys. So we had gone down, bought some toys and gone down to one of the malls to visit you guys. We did it like 2 years in a row. And then 1 year, Kennedy wasn't there. I think you might remember this, Carson, because you recorded a video message.
Yes.
From my daughter.
Oh, I do remember
to play
that.
On the air for Kennedy, because she was able to yell at her for not being there. We've been able to donate every year, so she enjoys doing it. So,
well, anytime I can record a kid yelling at Kennedy, that's just a win for everybody.
From the mouth of babes, Kennedy.
She said she was going to punish Kennedy or put her in timeout or something like that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's fair, really.
Well, Shane, we love that you're both involved every year, and hopefully you're making a donation online this year, mix1041.com, and then next year maybe we'll see you back out at the malls, okay?
Hopefully, yep.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Shane. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, talk to you later. I love that. Like, if she was 5 years old when she first started.
I know.
And now she's 10 and still doing. I love
she's probably in fourth grade now, fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth grade. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing.
So, again, if you want to make a donation to our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, pay it forward this year. And this year is going to be tough. I really think it's going to be tough to get to our goal. I think a lot of you are going through financial things right now. I mean, you look at the price of everything, how much gas costs, how much food costs, how much electricity. Like, everything is through the roof this year, and I'm sure the need is greater than it's ever been with the Toys for Tots
100%.
Program, right? So again, go to mix1041.com, make a donation there. We would appreciate it for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We've got to collect about $100,000 to be able to buy the 10,000 toys.
You guys, if you only have like $5, $10, that's fine.
It's perfect.
That's more
because
than
if 100 of you do $10, then look where we are.
Yeah.
1,000 of you do $10, look where we are.
Yeah,
so
when you go there to donate, you can pick a $10 toy, or you can pick to do a...
You don't
just
have
a $5.
To, I mean, if you have a bunch of money, you can give it to us all day long.
Sure.
But I don't want you to think that you have to.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying if you're driving a $150,000 Porsche this morning and you want to go on to mix1041.com and donate, you know, a couple of bikes.
It's tax deductible.
That is true.
So. I mean, it really isn't. I'm not sending out forms, but you know what I'm saying.
If you're driving a $150,000 Porsche, you probably need to get your karma right anyways. So we can help you.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up?
All right, so Dancing with the Stars got a winner last night. We'll tell you who that is. Plus, Kim Kardashian. Kardashian and Pete Davidson spotted out again, but Pete had something on his neck that has everybody talking.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts. So we're going to talk Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know who won, I'm going to talk about it right now. So we ended the season. Each contestant, we were down to four couples. JoJo and Jenna.
Yep.
Iman and Daniela. Amanda and Alan. And Cody and Cheryl. Each did two performances, one fusion, which combined two styles into one routine and one freestyle dance. And Derek Hough was still in quarantine with COVID, so his sister Julianne filled in as a judge. So Amanda and Alan came in fourth. Cody and Cheryl were in third. That meant it was JoJo against Iman. Who won?
Here we go. Spoiler alert.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
Just say it.
Oh my God. Iman and Daniela!
Iman Shumpert was the best person on that show by leaps and bounds.
Yeah?
He's unbelievable. His wife, Tiana Taylor, is one of the best dancers I have seen. And she's like Janet Jackson level. Uh-huh. She's unbelievable. His performance when they did that really like spooky, it was like Get Out themed or Us themed.
Yeah, for the Halloween. Mm-hmm.
He's unreal.
Good
he's
dancer.
Unreal.
So he's the first ex-NBA player to win Dancing with the Stars.
So good.
And JoJo was second, so there you go.
Yeah, she had to be the favorite going in, too,
I thought so, too.
At the start
I thought she was going to win, for sure.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson spotted getting dinner together again, and a close-up photo of Pete obtained by the Daily Mail shows a hickey on the left side of his neck, directly below his ear.
Mm.
They had a dinner date at Giorgi Baldi in Santa Monica on Sunday, so he's been... He's been bi-coastal, you guys, now. So
yes.
He does weekend, you know, during the week, New York, just, you know, Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
But, you know, they're taking a break this week. And I think it's interesting that the repeat that they're choosing to play is the Kim Kardashian one.
Of course it is.
I mean, they only have, you know, so many to choose from, and they always replay them. But mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw that out there. Go on ahead and ride it.
Yep.
They arrived together in his Lamborghini SUV. So here's my question.
Yes.
They say it was his Lamborghini.
Yeah.
But he lives in New York. Does he just have a car in LA that just sits there and waits for
that's
him?
That's his West Coast Lambo.
So you have a West Coast Lambo?
Absolutely.
And probably not an East Coast Lambo because nobody drives in New York.
But how is he? Does he take his car on the Staten Island Ferry? Does he take the Lambo on the Staten Island
Ferry? I feel
like
in New York you don't use a car.
No.
So but maybe he just has cars in LA.
In LA.
Yeah.
So LA.
That Staten Island bit, by the way, on SNL this past weekend, I thought it was hysterical.
I don't know. I thought it was really inside. Like, I didn't know some of the stuff.
I understand that.
So
but
I feel like stuff like that is so inside.
I love it, though, because if they'd have done something like that about Boston, I loved it, too. I just loved it. I didn't know the stuff, but I got exactly what they were trying
to say.
They took
a shot at Boston in the song.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Was me and Method Man have beef now.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people saying they were all cuddled up in whatever.
Yeah.
And then I've seen a couple of posts from people who were actually at the restaurant, and they were like, they weren't kissing. They were laughing pretty hard, but they weren't kissing. So,
Is there some audio here?
Yep, Machine Gun Kelly was at the American Music Awards, and somebody asked them about Kim and Pete because, you know, he's dating her sister and is good friends with
Pete,
so...
Your boy Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, how happy are you for him?
No comment.
So, thanks, Machine Gun.
Just for the record, he's not dating her sister. That's Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my bad. But Travis Barker and he are friends.
They're all in the same
circle.
Yeah,
they're all in it together, totally.
That reporter's trying to be slick.
It's copy and paste, Kennedy. That's all it is.
I don't hate it.
Skinny, tall, tattooed man dates one of these people.
I hate to do that. I didn't mean to confuse the two. I apologize for that. But.
I'm turning on him. Like, I'm beginning to like him a lot.
MGK?
Yeah. Like, in the beginning, I didn't like him because he had beef with Eminem back
in
the day.
Yeah, but I think when he realized, okay, I can be a pop punk artist and I can do these things, I think he's kind of revamped this whole genre that hasn't been around for a while. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the Good Charlotte's, the Simple Plans, the all of these cool things. He's brought it back, which is awesome.
Yeah, I love
this.
He
seems to be a nice enough person.
I think he's a good guy.
I don't dislike him.
Did you see when he was on the when he was doing his award giveaway on the AMAs the other night? He walks out and he's like, so the teleprompter's in front of me and I'm supposed to read this script, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to talk to you from my heart. And he's like, and if you're out there and you're a struggling artist and you're trying to do your thing and you're trying to make a difference, I get it. It's hard. We're we're all out here, but we see you. And he just did this whole thing, just said, I'm going to ignore the teleprompter, and he spoke from his heart. I appreciated that. It was pretty good. And then he gave the Best New Artist Award.
There you go. And Taylor Swift getting in on the holiday spirit. She shared a new version of her 2019 holiday song, Christmas Tree Farm, exclusively for Amazon. This one is called Christmas Tree Farm, Old Timey Version.
And you would be there too, under the mistletoe, watching the fire glow.
I mean, not even Taylor Swift hits a home run every time.
Just so I'm clear, she already owned this version, right? This wasn't a remake of a one.
I don't want to ever hear that again in my
You're
life.
You're going to have to hear it in 2 hours. I'm sorry about that.
Never.
But.
Did you see she now has 20 albums in the top 100? 20 albums.
Well, she has what?
Because it's
four of the last, over
or,
the last
or maybe
2 years.
It's 10, maybe, or 10. Or,
Folklore, Evermore. Fearless Taylor's version.
So
Red Taylor's
maybe it's
version.
10, right. Maybe it's 10.
What was the one?
Because that would make sense.
Lover.
Like all the ones that Scooter Braun owns are now in like the top also, along with her redone versions.
It's just so crazy.
Why does every artist need to release Christmas songs?
Yeah,
like not
okay.
Everybody has the vibe of that type of music or the voice for that type. Like Michael Bublé should do Christmas songs. Not everybody needs to.
That's right.
I don't know. Lil Nas X has a fire Christmas song.
Honestly, I turned into our sister station who's playing Christmas music on the drive-in at 4 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
And I listened for about 10 minutes, and I was like, it's kind of put me in a good mood.
See?
And then I was like, it's not Thanksgiving yet. Stop.
See, and the funny part was my Uber driver was listening to them when I came home from the airport on Sunday. And I was like, well, first it was Mariah Carey, and I was like, okay, I can do this. And then it was four more songs, and I'm like,
can't do it.
I would prefer not to, but
yeah, I was in it for like 10 minutes, and I was like, you know what? That's good enough.
Great love to them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Boston's best variety.
617-931-1234. We're going to make it awkward and weird. We want you to call in and pick one of us to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. But you can't pick all of us. You can't pick three of us. You can't pick two of us. You can only pick one of us to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. So we want to know who you would pick and why. Marianne, who would you invite to Thanksgiving dinner and why?
I would like Kennedy. And mostly because I relate with a lot of stuff she says. And it's like a natural.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Not a problem. And all you guys, you make me laugh a lot. Annie makes me laugh too, but you made me laugh a lot longer. I've listened to you a lot longer.
That's fair. I understand. That's fair.
Kennedy's
right.
Grandfathered in.
I do. It's okay, and I get that, and that's fine.
And it was a tough one because I can relate to Carson because I grew up in Charlestown in the projects.
Oh, wow. In the beginning.
So I should just sit this one out, huh, Mary?
Sorry, Dan, you're out. You don't make her laugh, and
Dan,
she can't relate to you.
Wow.
Dan,
you make me really feel emotion when you do those raps. That is awesome.
Yeah,
and Annie, you make me laugh as much as Kennedy, but Kennedy was there longer, and I like him.
I'm fresh meat, I get it.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thanks,
I've
Marianne.
Heard a lot of people say the only way they're inviting you to dinner if you rap for your turkey, Dan.
Wow. I do other things, but that's cool.
You do.
Get me loaded first, I could probably do
By
it.
By the way, we're going to play Trapsgiving tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
We are going to bring back Trapsgiving tomorrow on the show. If you've never heard Dan's turkey rap, that would be really, really good. Let's see. Andrea.
Nope.
Oh, Tracy, sorry.
Not Andrew.
Tracy.
This is Tracy.
Tracy. Probably ruined getting invited.
I was going to say, we know who's not getting invited.
Fancy.
And now we're down to three of us. Yes.
You got to pick one person from the show to come to Thanksgiving dinner. Who would it be and why?
I definitely choose Dan because he would fit right in with the rest of my dysfunctional family.
I love it.
You know, you're not wrong. I'll take it, and I'll be there with a handle of booze, Tracy.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, Tracy.
No problem. Bye.
I like it. I'm up.
Andrea, who would you pick from the show,
Hi.
Just one person, to come to Thanksgiving dinner and why?
I'd have to say Annie.
Okay. Why?
Because I feel like her and I would, you know, get along the best, and she'd be the one most willing to drink a couple glasses of wine and go yacht hopping with me.
Did you say yacht hopping?
I love that this is now a thing.
Girlie, when and where? When and where?
Middle yacht final hopping. On Thanksgiving, girl.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
All right. Michelle, who would you pick to come to Thanksgiving dinner from the show? Just one of us, and why?
I would pick Carson, definitely.
And there you go, Carson. You feel better?
Come on.
Yes. He's been greasing the wheels all morning for a pick.
So. I've right. never seen someone smile so big.
And why is Carson your choice?
I've only been listening to you guys probably for like a year now. And I just love the way you all get along together. And I feel like Carson's the glue that holds everything together there. And Kennedy, of course. Mm-hmm. But I just love the way he talks about his family and his wife and how he served our country. And he's just so proud. And
well, the one thing, the problem is...
How much did you pay her, bro?
Yeah, I know, right? The one problem with inviting me is all of them come with me, though. So I'm bringing Barrett, I'm bringing my wife, I'm bringing my mother-in-law. The dog is coming, so you better have a lot of food.
And just welcome to the show. We appreciate it.
12 people. I have plenty of food.
Nice.
You're all more than welcome.
And welcome to the show. We're so glad that you came on board. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I listen to you guys every morning. Like, the second I wake up, and I work from home a few days a week, drive in a few days a week. So
you guys
are always on the radio.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Michelle.
Same to you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right. Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Ellen.
Ellen, which one of us from the show do you pick to invite to Thanksgiving dinner and why?
I would pick Kennedy because I truly appreciate her open, honest discussions about mental health issues, in addition to the fact that she rescues and fosters puppies and has an amazing singing voice.
Those are all good answers.
Those are great answers. You're going to have to sing for your supper, Kennedy.
That's all right. I would do it.
Honestly, that made me want to pick Kennedy.
I know, right?
Same.
I was like, wow, she's better than
I invite her every year. She just never shows.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You as well. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Mary Ann, who would you pick to invite over for Thanksgiving dinner and why?
No, that's Kathleen.
Kathleen. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathleen.
No worries. Yeah, it's Kathleen and producer Dan, you're my boy.
Hey. You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy. There's a seat at the table for you.
Why is that?
I have one request, though.
What is it?
You just got to wrap up. Say you got to wrap up how ridiculous the family is.
There it is.
I'll do a Thanksgiving wrap for your family.
No, she wants you to recap the Thanksgiving dinner at the end of it is what she's saying. Like you do the weekly wrap up.
Oh, yeah.
She wants it at the end of dinner where you recap the
crazy
things. Oh, I love
that. I'll wrap for turkey. Sure. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
I've done more for less.
So funny. Well, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks. Thanks, Kathleen. And again, a reminder, we are going to do Trapsgiving on the show tomorrow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.